I would be pleased with in several bits of it, but obviously, again, you know, we don't need to be a genius to know that we were wayward with a lot of our finishing there, particularly in the second half. But yeah, it was about winning and getting 2 league points. That was the most important thing. And it has no bearing on what went before, and it'll no bearing on what's coming later. So it's a standalone game. We wanted the 2 points. We've got the 2 points, and we're very happy with that.
The running game became very effective in the second half, opened Derry up several times.
Well, it did. I think we're capable of doing that. We have players who can move at speed and pace with the ball and be in control of it most of the time. So yes, it's something we can do, but I don't think it's our only way of playing the game, and we need to mix and match a bit more than that too.
Mikey, you say that it has no bearing on what comes after, but there are elements of it that obviously do, and one of them, in the 3 games so far, I think you've pressed up on Derry's kickouts, you've totally broken it down, and that's been an area of real success for you. Now that is going to have a bearing come May if you can achieve that domination again.
Well, it all depends who the personnel are on the field. You know, Derry have another goalkeeper that I think is very accurate with his kickouts. Maybe tonight the goalie was in was under a bit more pressure. I think the other man is better at pinging passes, and that will make a difference as well. So I don't think we can really write a script for the next game because of that.
Mickey, are you happy with the third quarter? Tonight there was another blitz at the start of the third quarter.
Yeah, it was important that we do that. I mean, we had a 4-point lead at half-time, and the way to survive is to at least get point for point. I suppose getting the first point of the second half was critical as well, because it meant that that was one more. So every time Derry would score, if we could answer them back, and at half time, if we didn't lose the second half, we'd get the points, and that was our goal at half time.
Did you talk much about the finish to the game after last week as well? You know, we finished the game a lot stronger today.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that we had energy to come in off the line tonight as well, and I think that helped. It gave us an injection of pace maybe when other people were tiring, and that's always good if you have players who are energetic and fit to get about the place and be able to put them into the game when it's 50, 55 minutes old. That's useful to have, and I think we had players who could do that tonight.
Yeah, the quality coming off the bench tonight, Mickey, was absolutely brilliant there to see the quality of the players who just immediately got to the pace of the game.
Well, that's it. I suppose if you can bring people into the game and they get involved right away, then they do make a difference. But it is the case that in the modern game, you need people who are fresh to come in the last 20 or 25 minutes of the game, and they've just got energy. They know they've only 25 minutes to last the pace, and I think that there's players now who accept that that's the way the game's played. No 15 men will win any game. I think you need 20 or 21 to win the game.
The number of wides tonight, again...
It was a bit disappointing, particularly in the second half there. A lot of good chances created that we didn't get the return on, but... You know, everything's not going to be perfect in any night, and ultimately it was about getting 2 league points. It was about staying unbeaten in this league to get as close as we can to the final, and every time you pick up 2 points, you're getting a step closer to that.
Mickey, delighted to have Peter Donnelly back and confirmed back in place again.
Yeah, well, I didn't ever consider that he was away, so I'm not party to all that politics of the game. I just think that Peter Donnelly's a wonderful asset to this county, and I hope that he stays there for a long time.